Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, The Bird Show.
How do we want to get into this? Because what a day this was yesterday. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, Tommy Owen was working overtime yesterday.
Oh, my God. Kristen yesterday, she was so nervous when this special guest came in. First of all, there was an entourage involved. Mm-hmm. There was security involved. Mm-hmm. All the media in Atlanta were here.
That's what pushed me over the edge.
And Kristen got all nervous. I'm like, what is up with you? She pulls me out into the hall and asks me, is this the name of the person that is about to come in?
I was so worried I was going to screw up the name.
Are you kidding?
I almost gave her a mispronunciation to mess with her.
That would have been fantastic.
And I knew, but I just started getting in my head because, you know, there's 11 Alive, there's WSB TV, there's Atlanta News First, there's the AJC, and everybody's in here with their cameras and their notepads. And all of a sudden I'm like, is that his name? And Tommy just looks at me. He's like, you're an idiot. You're fine.
Calm down.
So I'm not sure how you edited this from yesterday, but was it before this person actually came in? We're all talking about it.
I took it straight from the top where you guys are just kind of, you know, talking about it. And then it happens.
This was a pretty huge and honorable moment right here.
I'm nervous over, I have no idea what.
When everybody filed in here, now with all the cameras, I had to speak to Tommy so he'd calm me down a bit because I'm like, I'm really scared I'm going to screw up this introduction.
This is really, I mean, you guys are taking a tremendous leap of faith here. You got all these TV cameras. You got Rodney Ho here. We're here late in the afternoon. This might be a real disappointment for me. Depending on who walks through those doors.
We're going to need you to fake it, okay?
Oh my God, Tommy Owen is here?
I think we should say thank you very much for the AJC being in the house, Atlanta News First, WSB TV. We also have 11 Alive here. We got the whole crew here to document what's about to go down.
Yeah, I guess we should reset this whole thing, just that I have no idea why we're here.
Why we are gathered here today.
Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't have any idea at all. They just said be camera ready. Mm-hmm. And that was it. So I have no idea what's going on, and I wasn't expecting all these cameras and stuff. So there must be somebody very serious walking through that door.
We said be camera ready and don't look like you just came from the gym.
Because
that was something we had to add.
Yeah, for sure. I would have.
Security has already come in and checked out.
Security
the premises.
Has come in.
Yes.
Are you joking with me?
Nope.
I kid you not. I got my right hand raised. I kid you not. All right. So, again, I also want to give mad props to Tommy because Tommy has been so instrumental in, setting all this stuff up. There's been a ton of moving parts behind the scenes to make all of these retirement shows happen. All right?
I am not hearing a word you're saying. I'm so consumed in my head trying to guess who this person is. I'm trying to think of the last person that came in here that needed to sweep the area before they came in. And can I tell you who it was? It was before your time.
Oh, it was?
Yep. It was 50 Cent.
Really?
Swear to you. Brought a whole entourage in here, and they swept this whole floor before he came in.
The only time Cassie and I saw a security sweep was, I think we were either at the American Music Awards or Billboard Music Awards, and it was for BTS.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Their security is tight.
No kidding.
Locked down.
Okay, so what were you saying that I was not listening to?
Okay, so Tommy just said in my ear that we are good to go. So he's positioned in the hallway to bring our guest in.
We're almost ready for BTS to come through these doors.
Everybody welcome, Jungkook!
Is this for sure? Is this for sure somebody's face that I'm going to recognize?
Yes.
Am I going to have to fake it?
Oh my God, okay. Yes. You're going to recognize this person.
Okay.
So the Burt Show has been syndicated for a while, but it's obvious that Atlanta is our home. And you have done so much for this city and for the community at large here in Atlanta that the city wants to say thank you. So please welcome to the Burt Show studio, the mayor of Atlanta, Andre Dickens.
Stop it. Stop Yay! It.
Hey,
Stop
welcome.
It.
For coming
in. Hey, man. Yeah. I'm really 25 years in the game, man. Whoa.
Man, that's too much. This must have been a really slow day.
Now you understand all the buzz leading up to it, the cameras, the sweeps.
And the security coming in. What an honor to have you in here and making time out of your day.
Yep.
Wow.
Right.
Thank you.
Hey, you deserve it. 25 years of great impact into this city. This whole region knows your name, knows your voice, knows your heart. Thank you. I'm here to say thank you. I'm here because the people of Atlanta thank you, and City Hall thanks you. Everything that you do here in studio, but also out in the community, taking all those kids to Disney World each year. I know you're going to continue that nonprofit. Burt's Big Adventure is so impactful. I want Atlanta to be the best place in the country to raise a child, and you are a contributor to that because of what you do in your nonprofit and in your care. And I know kids listen to you on the way to school and everything like that. So
there's not many of them listening to the radio anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
They may hear us on TikTok.
Well, mom and dad might be listening in the car, and they got to listen.
Unless we give the kid warning, and then Anna turns down, and then they can turn us back up again.
Tremendous honor for you to be in here with your busy schedule. You're right. This city is really something special. You know this. And the diversity in this city, the togetherness in this city, and it has just been, if you would have told me when I was living out in California, honestly, that I would end up in Georgia, Atlanta specifically, helping out the community there. This is no lie. I would not have been able to circle the map and tell you where Georgia was. So the fact that I ended up here and it's been such a mutually beneficial and loving relationship, I could have never expected all this. And this city is just so special.
Yeah, it is a special city. And since you've been here in 2001, we have grown by leaps and bounds. This city has...
We're full.
Somebody on the highway right now with a moving van says, nah, I'm on the way, baby. ACL, I've been praying for this moment. So we cram them in here every day. And you guys help get people through their day with magic and love and heart and ideas and charisma. So we really appreciate you on that. And so I got a little special thing here that you can keep in your family archives or your home or just ride around with it every day. Got one of these from the mayor. Let me skip the line here.
I will bring it
everywhere. If he puts it in the passenger seat, does he get to use the HOV light?
Yeah, hey, his name is Burt, man. He's good all the way through. But I'm not going to read it all, but it's basically a letter, and it says to Burt Weiss, as the 61st mayor of Atlanta, I am proud to join the people of our city in celebrating your outstanding career and the legacy you've built through the Burt Show. For 25 years, your voice has been a defining presence in our city. Through your leadership, creativity, and dedication in broadcasting excellence, you have strengthened Atlanta's position as one of the nation's leading centers for media and entertainment. Your commitment to Bert's big adventure reflects a sense of purpose and compassion for helping children facing serious illness and their families. So we thank you for all your endeavors that have uplifted members of our community. Your role as a 2025 Atlanta Airport Ambassador. Mm-hmm. Remember that day?
I sure do, man. I tell people about it every day. What
that's right. I'm Bert. I'm the man up here in this airport. you carried Atlanta's name across the country with professionalism and pride. So on behalf of the people of Atlanta, thank you for your years of dedication to the city. I wish you continued success and fulfillment in all your future endeavors. Your colleagues, listeners, and countless fans are grateful for the impact you've made on Atlanta's culture and community. Congratulations on your retirement and all that you have achieved.
Mayor of Atlanta. Can't believe this is my life. And I know this is going to be a very cliche thing to say. I'm going to accept that for everybody that has walked through those doors and worked on this show, this staff and everybody else that has been here. It has been an incredible run. And as you're talking, I can't believe this is my life. I can't believe it turned out like this. And I'm so honored and so proud that we were able to help out and contribute to this amazing city that welcomed me from day number one.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
Gotta feel good.
I told you it was big.
It is big, man. It is really big.
You getting a little teary-eyed there?
I am getting a little teary-eyed. As he was reading it, there have been a bunch of pinch-me moments over the course of the last couple of weeks. And, Mayor, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't really like... I wasn't raised in a family that celebrated a whole bunch. So I probably would have done a couple of shows and then just ran out of here and kept my emotions to myself. But this one, wouldn't let me. And it has been pinch-me moment after pinch me moment for the last 2 weeks. And I'm just now really settling down into understanding what this show, again, not just me, this show over the 25 years has connected to the city. And man, what an honor, and I could have never predicted this. Thank you for being in here.
Thank you. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you, guys.
This so easily could have been a phone call if you wanted it to, but the fact that you took the time out of your day and you came in here and you put this beautiful plaque together, it means a lot. And I'm just really proud of my friend and that he's getting the acknowledgement that he deserves.
Y'all matter. You matter so much. So that's why I had to get it on up here and say hey to you,
thank
man,
you.
And do my farewell.
I'm just really curious. What was your meeting before this, and what's your meeting after?
What? Home Depot. I spoke to over 1,000 Home Depot employees.
Okay.
Some in person, some online. They, you know, just talking about the future and things of that nature. That's part of my job, is to go talk to corporations and let them know where we're going.
Very important stuff.
And before that is the state of the region for the city, Metro Atlanta region. So yeah, I'm like doing a lot of things today.
And then you just squeezed us in.
I just took the tie off to come here. I had to get Bert ready.
We'd have cut it and hung it from the ceiling, man.
No joke. We were talking about what to wear, right? Because we were like, when we come in, we don't look like this at 6 o'clock a.m., right? Like, these faces haven't been beat. There's no makeup. There's none of this, right?
I have long pants on.
I know you do. I'm like, please don't wear flip-flops. Please don't wear shorts.
Are you wearing flip-flops?
No.
Oh, okay.
And we're like, maybe a collared shirt? And he was just like... Man, I can't do a collar shirt. I'm like, just make it nice. And you did. You did.
Mayor, thank you so much for being in here. It means the absolute world. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again for 25 years, brother.
It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
I wanted to pass this on to you guys. I was so touched by this morning. So bear with me here for a couple of seconds, because I'm going to read some scripture and that's going to turn some of you guys off. But the message here hit me. It was sent last night from, of all people, Amanda's ex-husband.
Amanda, who is your fiance?
She is my fiance. And we really do have this great relationship, all of us together, man. I mean, I couldn't have asked for anything better on my side with Stacy or with Amanda and her ex-husband and the way they co-parent and all of us hanging out and really caring for each other. They are deeply spiritual, and they have been involved in the church for a very long time. That is a very big part of their lives that I am stepping into slowly, but certainly open to it. And he sends me this text last night, and hang for the message after it, because that's the thing that really touched my heart. I had never heard this passage before. Abby, you know more about this kind of stuff than I do.
You probably recite it word for word.
Timothy? You know some dude named Timothy?
So Timothy was a youngin', and he was renowned for having strong faith
Faith decided, despite his age.
For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearing. Then he writes, this verse is often misused at funerals, but its context is very clearly for the living. It's about a man, Timothy, being at peace and done with the current place and season he'd been such an integral part of. He was saying that he was quite literally poured out, and all he had to give was left on the field, and he would be moving on to the next town, season, chapter that needed his wisdom and effort. That's you. You poured your heart and soul into a show, but not just a show, a city, a people, a staff. And for 25 years, you did it honestly, not perfectly, but true to yourself, and that is admirable. Cheers to the legacy you leave, but even more to the lives you've impacted and the love you are able to give a platform to. Well done, Brandon. Bro.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, man. I mean, he picked like the perfect thing to take from the Bible. And that's really how I feel. You guys, I am so at peace with this, and I really feel like I have left it all here for you guys, and I think that's part of my peace. There are very few things that I look back at my life and I have been 100% sure of. I can only think of three right now. One was the way that I handled my dad before his passing. I was absolutely sure. We had such a weird relationship. That I was so sure in the way that I was handling it. There was that one. To make a long story short, I'm also super sure of me and Amanda. There is nobody that could tell me that that's not the most perfect thing for me and her, right? And I'm also sure of this decision. Those are the three. I'm just at peace with it. And that right there really says it all. What he sent me really says exactly, I'm ready to move on to the next town, the next thing, and I'm totally at peace with it.
Okay, so I knew today was going to be an emotional day. It was going to be difficult. While we are celebrating, we are also still sad about not going to be able, you know, to pop in here Monday morning and see each other's faces. So in true KK fashion, I know we got a lot of ears tuning in today. And I'm like, ooh, this is a win-win. I can get the Burt Show the emotional support it needs and also give a nonprofit a little love today. So please welcome to the Burt Show studio, service dogs from Canine Assistance.
Oh, get
up. Oh, just hey. Me babies. To give us some emotional support as we cry
need it today,
on the last show.
We need it. This dog just walked into the studio and said, I got a lot of work to do.
So I am excited to introduce from Canine Assistance. We have Stacy with her service dog, Fennel. We have Daniela with her service dog, Benny. And we have Sandy with her service dog, Bagel. So they are all volunteers at Canine Assistance. They are here to, share these service dogs with us, as they are the ones who have been educating them and helping Canine Assistance with their program. So who do we have on the mic?
I'm Stacy.
Hey, Stacy. All right, so Stacy, you have Fennel here. Yes. So yeah, I reached out to Canine Assistance. I reached out to Kizzy, and I was like, girl, we gonna be a hot mess on Friday. And I can't think of something better than having some service dogs that we can love on to make us, you know, to help with the emotional trauma that is leaving the Burt Show.
You know what would have been a great visual and a great bit? Have you, of course, we've all seen these videos online where there are babies that can barely crawl and mom and dad go like 25 feet and they see who the baby is going to go to first. We should have done this with the service dogs. All of us line up and the service dog will come obviously to the one that needs it most. I think it's making a beeline for Abby.
I think I'm making a beeline for the dog.
So please tell everybody about Canine Assistance and where they can find you guys.
So Canine Assistance is a nonprofit organization who breeds, raises, and places future service dogs. We place them with individual recipients who have needs. We also place them in children's hospitals and adult hospitals as facility dogs to provide all kinds of support and motivation for patients, to give them a little piece of home when they're, you know, at a hospital where they don't want to be.
Where can they find out more about you guys?
So we're at canineassistance.org. And we are always...
Is that dog trying to eat my Laurel bar?
Yeah. Hey, that's a puppy. That's a puppy that's still
got
living.
A really good nose. So this might be his future.
He's gone right into my breakfast.
Yes. But at canineassistance.org, we're always looking for volunteers to help because that is how we run. I think we only have less than 20 full-time employees. Mm-hmm. Everything else is run by volunteers. We're always looking for donations. You know, we have Amazon wish list always out there. Any kind of corporate donations, individual donations, we'll take it all.
We will link it up to our website also. Yeah, thank you for being here. Those dogs are working overtime today.
Get it? The Bird Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I know this is going to be really morbid, but here I go anyway. That's what I do. I got up this morning for the first time since I've known Amanda. She gets up with me to have coffee before I come on into the station for the very last Bird Show, right? And I made the joke with her this morning that this kind of feels like death row, like your family's with you having your last meal. Then this morning, as I'm walking to get coffee for the last time and I'm walking down the long hall, feels like I'm heading to the end, right? That this feels like death row.
Go towards the light.
No, not the light. Just feels like death row, right? And the way the studio is set up with this big window that we have here, there's a bunch of chairs set up that people are looking into. And anything I've ever seen in the movies, when somebody is coming to the end legally, it looks like the very same setup. That everybody's just like sitting there waiting for the switch to be...
Except you chose this.
Except I chose this. Right. All right, Kristen, you take it from here.
Okay. So I have been getting a lot of DMs, emails, messages asking me what's next. And I want to tell everybody that has reached out to me, thank you. Thank you for caring. Thank you for asking. Thank you for your support over the years and wanting to see me continue to go on and do good things. So I do have a statement that I have prepared. I know there are some people in here who like to wing it. I ain't one of those people.
Not today.
That's never been my MO. I like to have something written. And so this is what's going to happen to me after today, after we say goodbye. Whew. Why am I so nervous?
Y'all are making it sound like you're about to die. Right. This is what's going to happen to me after today.
It's a recurring theme here.
Yeah. but I do have great news to share. Bart, Jimmy, and I will be staying in Atlanta. I am not done with Atlanta Radio, and Atlanta Radio is not done with me. And I promise you I'll be able to share more at a later date. So right now,
somewhat shamelessly, not so much shamelessly, I'm going to plug my Instagram where the announcement will be made. And that's at Chris Kling, K-R-I-S-K-L-I-N-G. And I understand this feels very, it feels unsatisfactory. So I'm just asking for a little bit of patience, a little bit of trust. With patience, it's something I don't have. So it's ironic that I'm asking you for that. But Cumulus and Q99.7 have been good to me the last 14 years. And we want to continue what we've built together here in Atlanta. And just know this big mouth of mine still has more to say. I got more words to screw up on the radio. And on top of sharing the ups and downs of motherhood and staying connected to the listeners, I really wanted to make sure I still had a platform to promote Bert's Big Adventure and to promote our Pinot Period parties for helping mamas. And I really wanted to continue to make an impact in our community. Atlanta is home, and I will be behind a mic again soon. I just need you to stay tuned.
I normally would be asking a lot of questions, but Kristen gave me one directive this morning, mm-hmm. and that directive was, when she talks about this, to shut the F up. So I am purposely holding the words back.
Okay.
Oh, it's so hard. It's so hard.
Okay. It's so hard to shut up.
It's so hard. Yes.
No, but yeah, no, I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to what the future holds, and I should be able to, you know, share more soon. Hi, buddy. Okay. I see my husband and my baby boy in the next studio.
Hey, guys.
By the way, Jimmy said last night, and he's never said this ever when I was putting him to bed. He's like, "Hey, mama," because I close his door, and he's always like, "Mama, one more thing," and then I close his door, "Mama, one more thing," and he's like, "Mama, one more thing," and I open the door, and he's like, "Hey, don't forget tomorrow to have fun." At the radio station.
That's pretty good advice. All right.
Yeah.
He and Asa about the same age. Did I tell you this a couple of weeks ago that Amanda was telling Asa what was going on? And he said to her, again, 5 years old, "If everybody loves him, why is he leaving?" Is that right?
Yeah. Obviously, we do this show for you, and the listeners have just been so tremendous, and you guys are the reason why the Burt Show has been able to make such an impact in the community. But there are going to be some parts of the show today that are going to be very special for us, and I had a request that I would really like to hear my dad's voice on the radio one last time before we say goodbye. And so I am a member of the DPC, Dead Parent Club. Ooh-hoo. And when I first started here 14 years ago, my dad was a regular on the show. Mm-hmm. Pops, who that's how I lovingly referred to him, was as Pops. But Jim would call in all the time, and he'd call in and be like, "WJIM, you're on the air." And that's so awesome. And I was looking back at, you know, the segments that we had him on for. And it's been hard to track down some audio because some things have been lost over the years, which, you know, breaks my heart. But I did find a segment, and I'm so glad that my husband Bart is here to hear this. And it was my dad and Bart's dad speaking for the first time ever. Do you remember you and Jeff giving me the hardest time because our parents, Bart and I had been together for 8 years and our parents had never met.
And they lived in the same city.
No, they
didn't
don't.
They? Didn't they?
No, they lived 45 minutes apart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Basically.
Yeah, it's the same city.
That's like driving from Midtown to Alpharetta.
I know. Yes.
Without traffic.
So this is the segment where we had my dad, Jim, on, Bart's dad, Buck, on, and they got to speak to each other for the very first time.
It's very essential to get Bart's dad on the phone with us to do it right here, right now. Kristen here, our co-host, and her boyfriend Bart have been seeing each other for 8 years. And their parents have never met, never spoken on the phone, never text, never Skype, nothing, nothing.
Not even exchange of an email.
Never heard each other's voices before.
No.
Facebook friends?
I don't think so.
Tagged each other on an Instagram post?
No, I don't think anybody's on Instagram.
Help each other out on Farmville?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing. So Kristen said before we cracked the mics here how nervous she was because they've never spoken before.
I'm nervous for her.
And we got them both on hold.
This is a big deal, I think, for family members to meet for the very first time. For some reason, he and I just, We've just never done it and never felt that it was necessary and didn't feel like we should force it. And when the time came and they crossed paths, they crossed paths.
Yeah, you want to take things slowly.
Yeah.
8 years.
We were waiting for that. We were waiting for the decade, Mark, people.
All right, let's do the easy part of this first, and that would be your dad, who's been on with us a dozen times before.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Pops.
Hey, Casey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So, Jim, I'm just curious, man, because this seems a little bit unorthodox to me, that in 8 years of your daughter being with Bart, you've never once said to her, hey, maybe I should meet Bart's parents, or you've never been curious, nothing.
Well, I think Christian's a little bit embarrassed with me.
I am not.
Oh, Christian. Can you totally embarrass her?
Ponderosa sounds pretty good.
But, I mean, as a parent, like, I think if I had a daughter or even if I had a son and they were serious and they were moving around the country together, this is a guy that I'd want to shake hands with, look him in the eye, and just get to know him a little bit.
It's important for Dad to know Bart and meet Bart for sure, but I think the families, especially because my dad's in Florida and they're in Kentucky, we never made it happen, but we will now.
I'll tell you what, I thank the world of Bart before this starts. I think of him really as another son. And I'd do anything in the world for him. He's a good man. And I'm not just saying it because I'm on the air. It's because I believe it. Everything I heard about his dad, he's a good man, too. So.
All right, so let's get Buck on here. Buck is Bart's father, and he works on a farm, right?
The family has a farm.
Okay. And I think you have said in the past that part of the reason here is that he is dedicated to that farm, man. I mean, he is up at a certain time. He's got to be out on the farm. And it's just very difficult for you guys to get him off of that farm to meet.
Farm life is 24/7. And he's very good at what he does. And he is very dedicated to what he does. Hi, Buck.
Hello, Christian. I'll get you for this.
First and foremost, Buck, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. I guess.
Okay, well, here, let's go ahead right here, right now. Formal introduction. Buck, meet Jim. Jim, meet Buck.
Hello, Jim. Buck. How are you?
All right. Pleasure to meet you finally.
Well, I suppose so. It's kind of a unique way of doing it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Nothing like gone national.
Right.
Have the two of you ever seen pictures of each other?
Yeah, probably have. But, you know, when you see a picture, and you know, I equate meeting someone and having a good rapport with them, and then that stays with you. A picture doesn't do a lot for me.
Right.
No, it's nothing like a handshake.
There you go. That pretty well touches it.
Well, if that's the truth and there's nothing like a handshake, then how come it hasn't happened in 8 years?
It's not their fault. It's my fault and it's Bart's fault.
Yeah, it's primarily Kristen's fault.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
You know, someone that lovely, you know, can get away with a lot of things.
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, Buck, yes. It's so true.
Yeah, you got it right, lady. Anyway. Well, I got to go. I got a cow having a calf. See you later.
Okay, that was plenty.
I'm kidding.
Do you guys have any plans at all? I'm assuming the first times that you'll actually meet then would be on the wedding day if Bart and Kristen ever decide to get married.
That probably would be it because we don't have a, you know, need to go travel. If I want a vacation or we want a vacation, we turn on the Discovery Channel and watch where we would have gone, and it's cheaper and it's just as enjoyable.
I can actually see, like, these two dudes, like, on a porch together, sipping away on some moonshine or something, back and forth, and just exchanging stories for, like, hours and hours and hours.
Maybe moonshine several years ago. It might be iced tea and lemonade.
Okay, either way. Hey, you guys, I really appreciate you guys joining us. Is there anything else you want to say? I just wanted to hear the interaction between the two of you guys for the very first time.
How long ago, Jim, did you have a cow herd?
Oh, gosh, that's been a little over 10 years ago. It was the last time we had any cattle.
Okay. I was just curious. Thought maybe you might have been in the endeavor now.
Kristen, either or both of them know about the pre-engagement?
No.
Is that something you want to tell them about now?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive. I would appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay. Pre-engagement for what?
No, nothing. We'll talk about that later.
You're leaving me hanging there, lady.
Oh, sorry. We got a calf that's about to be born. We got to go, you guys. Sorry. We got to take off.
Before you go, Buck, Before you go, Buck, I want to say one thing. You got a very, very fine son. He's a good man. And I appreciate him putting up with my daughter and stuff and taking such good care of her. And I love him like he's my own son. If he ever needs anything, I'll be there for him.
Well, that's great. We have four-month sons that have been brought up properly, and they're fine people, and we're very proud of all of them. So Bart is nothing special to us because all five of them are the same.
Gentlemen, thank you both for doing this today.
Yes,
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Nice meeting you, Jim.
Nice meeting you. Pleasure talking to you.
See you guys.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, it is that time, all right, a very exciting time. For the 12th year in a row, we are about to give away a brand new car. This year, the 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. We've been begging you guys, get them raffle tickets, because you can get a brand new Audi for $100, and it's about to pay off for somebody.
Yes, and so first, before we do the drawing, I want to do the grand total, all right?
Okay.
But before we do the grand total, we have to thank somebody very important, and that is Stacy Ellis, vice president of the Jim Ellis Auto Group, because, you know, they gave us the Audi. Yeah. Thank you for that, by the way.
It's so funny. Tommy runs in here and goes, hold on a second. I need to put what her job title is on your thing. I'm like, her last name is Ellis. Do we really need, like, what the job title is? And I kind of feel like if we did the math on it, I'm guessing, like, are 25% of the cars around Atlanta have Ellis in it?
I would love for that to be the case. I'm not sure it's quite that many, but it's a good percentage.
That's a lot, man.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Look, she's so sweet and humble. I don't know if we really own half the automobiles.
Right. I'm not really sure what the number is, but it's 22 and a half.
I mean, you sell good cars, people are going to buy them.
Thank you again for your support this year.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. This is one of our very favorite things to do each year, and we're just thankful that y'all allow us to be a part of it every year. It's very fun, you know, this morning, and who's the winner going to be, and that's awesome, and I'm looking at a giant roller, whatever you call these, pull the ticket out of things over here.
It's like
that
a
is
bingo bin.
Full of tickets, and I feel pretty confident that's the most tickets I've ever seen
is
in that before.
Right?
You know, Stacy, it's funny you say that. Okay, I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Because we had a goal yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. And the goal yesterday, and it was a tough putt to come on here yesterday and go, we need to sell 441 tickets in the next like 8 hours. And most people, we understand what most people are listening passively. You know what? They got some voices on in the background, but you have to constantly tell them over and over and over again. And we only have so much time on the morning show. So to be able to say, we need to sell 450 tickets like today, I wasn't sure anybody was listening and I didn't know that we would get there at all. So with that.
And our executive director, Molly, she knows how this radio thing works. She was not going to tell you. She wanted you to be surprised on the air.
Okay.
So as the chairwoman of the board of Burt's Big Adventure, I am excited to give you the grand total. Okay. So last year we raised $262,400. I know, right? And like you said yesterday, we did our like our final push and our final plea. We needed actually a little over 400 tickets sold in one day just to meet last year's mark.
441 would have put us over the top, mm-hmm. if I remember.
And so we put the Burt Show, Burt's Big Adventure bat signal out there. And like the Burt Show fam and community does.
What a relief.
They stepped up. Our grand total this year for our Audi raffle for that brand new 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta, $310,700.
Wow.
Oh my God.
This might be the first cry.
Say it again. $310,700.
Amazing. Really, really amazing.
That's amazing. I almost passed out. I said that so low.
What a fantastic number. I'm nervous for donations and Burt's Big Adventure. You know, we're going off the air. The radio station has been cool enough to say, hey, when you need promotional inventory, we're here for you. But without being live and like putting it in your face every single day, it makes me nervous. So this one was going to be the last one where full-time Burt Show could remind you over and over and over again. So the fact that we got kind of a running start here and made that much money from you guys listening is just absolutely such a relief. And I have so much gratitude.
Yeah, yesterday, Burt's Big Adventure ended up selling 737
raffle tickets.
Did they
really?
Wow. That's almost double. I know.
They're listening to us.
They are.
They really are.
And not only that, but they care, which is really, really sweet.
And you always have. From the minute that we started Burt's Big Adventure, when I came on 25 years ago and said, here's the idea, we have no idea how to do it, you guys have lifted it up for 25 years. And this is not closure, because we're still doing Burt's Big Adventure, but the Burt Show closure of it,
Right. So, guys, guess what? We're going to Disney in 2026.
There we are.
All right, so we're doing this in the order of Audi winner first.
Correct.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then we will call the others and tell them that they are winning $500.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead.
Should I
roll it around?
Yep.
I would have loved if you didn't lock it properly and you spun it and like all the tickets came out.
You come over here.
No, you do it.
Shut up and do it.
Okay.
Not that one. Nope, not that one.
Oh, no, now I feel bad for that one.
Definitely not that one. Not that, no, not definitely not her. We don't have the names on them, by the way.
Ready,
yeah, whatever you want. Okay. Now we call.
Okay, so the ticket is 644-235, and the winner is Dana Faulkner. She's from Auburn, Georgia, and her winning ticket is from the 21st, but it looks like she probably heard you on the show yesterday, and she came back yesterday and bought another ticket.
No way.
Which is super exciting, and she has been supporting the raffle since 2020, every year.
Come on.
Oh, that is that's so amazing.
Is this the greatest way?
Love yay. That.
All right, let's give her voicemail a call.
Hello?
Dana, it's the Burt Show.
Really?
Really?
It's not a prank, girl. It is. It's Burt, it's Kristen, it's Cassie, it's Abby. We are all here, and we have something very important we have to tell you.
More importantly than us, Stacey Ellis is here also.
And good morning.
Good morning.
So are you starting to figure out what's going on here yet?
Well, I hope so.
What do you think's happening?
I hope I want a car.
You want a car?
Oh, my God. You can't. You've got to be kidding. This is a joke, right?
No, we and Dana, would not joke about that.
Dana, not any car, but a brand new 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Now, do we have this right? Our records indicate that it's been 5 years that you have been buying raffle tickets?
Yes.
That's incredible. And did you go back and buy a ticket and then buy another one yesterday?
Yes.
Is it weird we know everything about you? Hey, congratulations.
I can't believe this.
I know. It's huge. Tell her what the amount was that we raised.
Oh, yeah. So, Dana, and thank you again for going back and buying a second ticket, because you obviously heard our plea that we needed over 400 tickets just to reach what we had hit last year. But you and 736 other people bought tickets yesterday. The grand total raised for Burt's Big Adventure, $310,700.
That is awesome.
Isn't that great?
You guys do so much good work, and it's so sad that you're leaving.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. For another $300,000, I'll stay. Can we do that? If we can raise $300,000, and it's not going to Burt's Big Adventure, it's going right into my pocket.
Okay.
Hey, Dana, congratulations. Thank you for helping out.
Oh, my God. This is unreal.
It is a little surreal, right? You just won yourself an Audi.
I just can't believe this. This is amazing.
Look, on behalf of everybody at Burt's Big Adventure, that is a huge amount of money. And the fact that you've been so consistent each and every year helping us out, can't thank you enough.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I just don't know what to say. I just can't believe it. I still can't believe it.
You're going to look good in that car. You're going to look good. Hey, Dana, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You take care. Stacey Ellis, thank you so much to everybody at Ellis Group that always helps us out every single year.
You are very welcome. Like I said earlier, we're just excited to get to be a part of this. See all these happy children faces when they get to go to Disney in a few months. And it's just a wonderful thing that you are doing here. So we're just thankful that you allow us to be a part of it.
And thank you to you guys for donating and buying all those raffle tickets for that amazing Audi. Also, that's a crazy amount of money, you guys. One more time with that amount.
$310,700.
Awesomeness. Thank you.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Burt, this is one guest we have managed to keep a surprise.
You really have.
Yes. Tommy has tracked down a blast from your past.
Okay, this is part of my radio past.
Yes, it's part of your radio past, but they were not an employee.
Okay, and I'm assuming they're not still doing radio because you wouldn't have to track down.
This person's not in radio.
Not in radio.
This person holds a very special memory in your heart as far as the beginnings of the Burt Show.
All right, a special memory in my heart. Okay. I love surprises, but not prolonged ones.
Yes.
What do we got?
All right. So I'm going to take you back to June of 2002.
Oh, God, that brain cell's gone. I don't even know what this is, but I'm sure that brain cell is gone.
And I'm going to read the article that CNN wrote. Okay.
In 2002?
Mm-hmm. Standing up for her dreams.
High schooler overcomes paralysis to receive...
Stop it.
To receive her diploma.
Masha?
All she wanted to do was walk across the stage and get her high school diploma. 18-year-old Masha Malikina did just that at her very own ceremony at the Phillips Arena, attended by more than 1,900 people, most of them strangers cheering her on. Today's not about me crossing the stage. Today's more about me setting a goal. 3 years before, a car accident on the way home from Brookmore High School in the Atlanta suburb of Lilburn left Malikina paralyzed from the waist down. The crash killed one of her friends. But Masha, a Russian immigrant who came to America after the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear power plant accident, was determined to heal and move on. She finished her senior year with honors. Her hopes were dashed when the school's principal said he would not allow her to walk across the stage. His reasons, Masha says, included safety concerns, liability issues, and a complaint she would take too long to cross. Despite her protest, the principal would not budge. So, on graduation day, Masha said she sat in the audience and cried. Not allowed to walk, she wheeled herself on the stage to accept her diploma. That's when the Burt Show stepped in and offered to give Masha her very own graduation, complete with a walk across the stage to celebrate her achievement. Within a day, Phillips Arena had donated the venue and local merchants had chipped in with signs, food, and graduation programs. The whole city was invited to attend. Masha said she still is overwhelmed. It makes me feel good to know that there are people who will support you, who will support the right thing, Masha said, who recognize that hard work pays off. Christopher Reeve, the late Superman actor who was confined to a wheelchair, even wrote Masha a letter calling her a true inspiration. Former NBA player Dominique Wilkins stood at the podium and invited Masha to receive her diploma. With a friend's help, she slowly reached for her walker, raised herself from her wheelchair, and set one foot in front of the other. In less than a minute, she had reached the lectern and taken hold of her diploma. Piece of cake, she explained, grinning from the understatement. Off to college that fall, Masha planned to spend the summer teaching others about following their dreams, using her experience as an example. As she told the audience that night, as far as goals go, never set them too low, always set them high.
So I am sitting here right now on the brink of tears, and I'll tell you why. In some ways, this is when the Burt Show started right here. I mean, physically, really, it was when the Burt Show started. And we were on this little itty-bitty signal, and nobody thought that we were going to do very well. And nobody really knew us at that time. I mean, it was brand new. And when we heard this story, and I got to give Jeff a lot of credit. Jeff Dollar really set this whole thing up and really was the one that connected a lot of these arms together. When we heard this story, and I think it was on the news, we all got together and we decided we needed to do something, and we presented it on the air. Now, the ratings were terrible. I mean, we just started the show. It was a brand new signal in Atlanta. So if we had 8 listeners in the ratings, we were stoked. So we had this idea to do this graduation walk for Masha. And the fact that this little itty bitty morning show on this little itty bitty radio station that knew nobody was getting attention from people in Atlanta that were really touched by her story and saw the injustice of it. The fact that we got 1,900 people, which is an extraordinary amount of people for any event.
Oh, God, almost 2,000 people. That's crazy.
For a morning show to galvanize people to go, this is an injustice and we are going to make her feel good about herself. I feel like this launched the philanthropy arm of the Burt Show. It was this very day. And I have often thought about Masha over the last couple of weeks and last couple of months when I knew I was going to retire. I have such fond memories of this day, of her walking across the stage and the whole staff being behind her and people applauding for her and hugging her at the end of it. I have really spent a lot of time wondering where she is because she launched the heart of the Burt Show.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah. And you guys found her.
Tommy found her. So, Burt, please welcome to the Burt Show, Masha.
Oh, my God. Masha, hi.
Now you're just about
about to make me cry listening to all that.
Wow. How old are you now?
Jesus. It's been 23 years since that moment. I am 41. I was like counting the years. I was like, oh, I can't believe how long it's been. Oh my God.
This was one of the most amazing mornings in my life and my career. And you were just the right person. And everybody was so behind you.
I was so pissed off. That's kind of like what happened.
Yeah. We couldn't believe it. We couldn't believe that a principal would be so callous, that a staff would be so callous to say, hey, this is going to take too long. Like all the emotions, me being pissed, are starting to come back right now.
I bet.
Like any principal that would say like, hey, sorry, it's going to take too long, that we are going to extend the graduation by 1 minute.
Yeah.
1 minute is too long, and say that that wasn't acceptable, even though you've earned it. It still pisses me off even today. And that was 25 years ago, Masha. You're pissing me off.
I know. I was thinking about that when like Tommy called, and I was like, I started thinking about it. It pissed me off too again, especially because they like locked up my leg, because I was like, well, okay, he says no, but you know, I'm me. I'm going to do it anyway. But when I got to the school, they had locked up the leg braces in a separate building, so I couldn't even like go get my own property.
That's low.
I don't even remember that part of the story. Did you tell that part of the story while we were doing it?
Probably.
Wow.
I mean, it was like 20 something years ago, you know.
I wonder, is that principal still a principal?
I doubt it. He was up there before, so yeah. I don't know.
All right, let's not even focus on him. Let's focus on the positive stuff of it. So, was that a day of justice for you that springboarded anything leading into the future? I mean, the city came together for you. And good luck getting an event space that big.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
That was crazy that somebody called and said, I remember the moment. So I came on the show. And so it was like Jeff had called me, and I was like on my way to teach a kickboxing class, because back then I was like teaching cardio kickboxing. And he's like, oh, you can teach kickboxing, but you can't walk across the stage. I was like, I know, right? And then I was like, hey, I'm going to be gone for the weekend. I'm going kayaking. He's like, oh, you can go kayaking, but you can't walk across the stage.
Yeah.
So then I came on the show. And then I guess like the next morning, I was not even in Atlanta. I was like coastal Georgia, and I get a call from you guys. And I remember you guys saying somebody called and offered to donate a day of Philips Arena, which was absolutely insane. And then I guess all these calls started pouring in with vendors donating flowers and banners and all kinds of stuff.
This is pretty typical that I've been trying to stress over the last couple of months of what the Birch Show community has done. When people are trying to ask me, like, what's the legacy you want to leave behind? It's this right here. It's the fact that we told the story and Philips Arena would call up. All we did was open up the mics and tell you guys about the story. But for 25 years, you guys have been the ones that have been donating flowers, and then you donate chairs for this thing, and then you donate this and that. I mean, for Philips Arena to call up and go, we feel this is wrong, let's get people here, as many as you can, this is what we're all about. And it started with Masha. It all started with you, Masha.
That was definitely a crazy day, because it started with me doing the show at like 4 or 5 a.m. and ended with me doing a CNN interview after the graduation. So it was pretty insane. You know, it was so crazy. Like, people were like buying me drinks and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, I'm 18, but nobody cares. And I'm like, all right, cheers.
That tracks.
It was a pretty crazy summer right after that whole graduation thing.
No doubt.
You were saying like what happened as far as like the justice of it all. It felt like righting a wrong to some degree, you know? It still felt to me that they were still in the wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when, like, so one of the things that happened is all these people started reaching out to me after, like, the graduation and after, like, all the articles and the newspapers and everything. And I started getting all these calls from, like, parents of students in the county system and, like, students themselves, and, like, just hearing all of these stories of just people in wheelchairs and kids with like all kinds of different situations being treated unfairly, and how, you know, they would like not build a ramp for someone to be able to enter a classroom, and like just crazy things. So I put together a petition. I put it online. I think it was just like one of the first kind of like something people can sign up, you know?
And the website called me and they were like, hey, this is kind of crazy. We'd like typically have a couple hundred signatures and now we've got several thousand signatures. Like, what is this thing? You know? And so, you know, I told them about it and then I printed all of it out and I went to like a school board meeting to present this thing. So I was like, maybe like don't be assholes, you know, and they basically just kind of like dismissed me and they took, you know, credit for, and they were like, well, you see how, what an education you got that you were able to put all of this together for yourself.
Huh?
And that was kind of how it ended. And basically, they just didn't budge on anything. So unfortunately, that's kind of how it went. But I'm hoping that a lot of people were able to kind of get the energy, the audacity, the balls to like fight for themselves when they needed to. So I think that's kind of what came out of it as far as the justice part.
Yeah, this isn't a story of like a young girl that came to us that was deeply like broken because of this whole experience. As you can hear in Masha's attitude and her voice, she's a badass.
I can hear the spunk.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a badass that wasn't going to let this happen. So I'm glad that we were part of it, but you were going to be like this spark plug, this badass, regardless of this. But I'm just so glad that it touched so many people. So what are you doing now and where are you now?
So I am in San Diego.
Shut up!
I am. I'm excited for you.
Dude, that's my hometown. I'll be there in a couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should like come by. We'll host you.
I would love to. Are you kidding me? Seriously, that would make my day.
Yeah, you should totally come by. We live in Bird Rock.
Oh, get out of here! I'm staying in PB. I'm right down the street from you.
You're right down the street from me. Isn't that crazy? So after graduation, I went to college, and then I went to grad school, and I have a master's in clinical psychology. So I met my husband while I was in grad school. And after grad school, we kind of just like traveled the world for a little bit. And then we were like, okay, so we've kind of like been living, you know, out of suitcase for like 2.5 years. Maybe it's kind of feeling like I'd like to unpack, you know, and be somewhere for longer than a few months. And so we're like, well, where should we go and settle down? And we're like, oh, somewhere with like the best weather. San Diego.
Yep.
And so we moved here and we actually moved here like a couple weeks before COVID started. And so we've been here ever since. And I just had a baby. She is 1 year and 4 months old. She's pretty cool. She's kind of a badass.
She got your attitude, didn't she? Yep.
Oh my God. Oh, so this girl has been walking for like 1.5 months and she will not hold anyone's hand. She like swats you away so that she can walk on her own.
Love it.
The spunk, as you said, yes, is definitely there.
And what are you doing for a living now?
So right now I have a couple therapy clients, but I am actually writing a thriller based on what I studied in grad school, which is psychopathy.
Sounds incredible. I'm just going to go ahead and assume over the course of all these years of us not talking to you that you're leaving kind of like this kind of goodness wake behind you and you're touching everybody that comes into your life. And wow, I'm so glad that Tommy reached out and got in touch with you. And I'm serious when I'm saying if you have a couple of extra hours on any given day when I'm in San Diego, I'd love to sit down and say, hey.
Absolutely. Well, you should come on by.
I for sure will.
Like a beautiful location. You could meet, my daughter's name is Zelda. She got an attitude. You like it.
I love it.
You know.
It's one of my favorite sunset spots in San Diego, so I will definitely be there. So when I put you on hold, I'm going to get your number from Tommy, and I'll be bugging you here in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
It's great to hear your voice, and Masha, I'll see you in a couple of weeks in San Diego.
Sounds good, Bert.
All right, Masha. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
How about that?
Wow. You guys, I mean... That's really where it all started right there. We were such a baby morning show. And again, I just want to give a lot of credit to Jeff. This was the very first big thing that we ever did in Atlanta. And I remember him working day and night to make this whole thing happen. And it takes a village. It's taken a village for 25 years with producers and people on the air. But that was the first major one right there where we really showed that this community is going to have a heartbeat. That was pretty awesome. Thanks, you guys.
This is The Bert Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I honestly don't know what time we're getting out of here this morning. I do know next hour that the sales department is just like, forget the commercials. We know you guys are just going to BS for the next 90 minutes. And you're going to be late anyway, so we'll just take the commercials away. But the lineup that we have for people that want to grab a mic and say something, man, it's like 98 people long.
Yep.
So we're going to be here for a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, we will be commercial-free for the entire 9 o'clock Eastern hour. And thank you very much to Vicki Shelton for making that happen.
I'm emotionally exhausted. I don't know how
it's
we're
going to
do this for 2 years. I mean, 2 more hours. I mean, the hall is packed. It's so touching. The hall is packed with Burt Show family. Mm-hmm. And it is like a party going on. But everybody's like reminiscing about the Burt Show from over the years. We'll talk about this later. But the amount of Burt Show families that started in this studio, it's astounding.
Yeah, I was fine until I walked out in that hallway and started hugging people, and then that's when it was like,
yeah. Burt Show babies. All right, so what are we doing here?
All right, so we have a special guest that's on the phone. It seemed very fitting that since he was the one that gave you your start on Q100, that he would be here the final day to say goodbye and thank you for everything you've done. So please welcome Chief Content Officer of Cumulus, Brian Phillips.
Oh, wow. Hey, Brian.
Hey, it's Bert from The Bert Show. Maybe the most creatively named show that we ever came up with, Bert.
I will tell you guys this, and I have passed this. First of all, there is none of this, zero of this. If Brian didn't take a chance when Brian and I met in Virginia for a schooner of beer, and I didn't have any hosting experience at all. And Brian had put together the Morning X in Atlanta, which is a legendary morning show also. And he brought this little itty bitty, teeny, teeny little baby signal into Atlanta that he didn't really care about. So he's like, hey, Bert, you want to try this? I don't think it's going to work. Mm-hmm. So you might as well be the first one to fail. No, he had the confidence in me to allow me the freedom to build a show around me and then left us alone, which is crazy in our industry that nowadays, when morning shows are built, first of all, they have to succeed like in 2 weeks. And if not, they're already on the chopping block. And also they're micromanaged. Program directors are telling them exactly what to do, which would have been welcome, Brian, because I did not know what I was doing at all. But I constantly give him credit for having the guts and just saying, you know what, you go in there and suck for as long as it takes, then we are going to go ahead and we'll meet back in 6 months and we'll discuss what's working and what's not. And the show just took off and we never had that conversation until 6 months ago.
Let's have it now.
Is it time now?
Yeah, let's catch up. No, it was, it's a lifetime ago, Bert. You know, I mean, yeah, I know you feel the same way. We've watched the show grow and we've watched it morph through so many different, I guess so many iterations. Mm-hmm. But I can only think, Kristen, the reason I'm on today, you didn't find Lindsay from the Real World Cast 2000, did you? No, I didn't get bumped for her. Or yeah, I'm not a fill-in for Lindsay.
There's a good chance that they reached out to her and she said, I don't know. Just absolutely
I
not.
Remember I, it.
I don't want to relive any of it.
Now, Brian, you're not on by default, sir. This was on purpose, I promise.
Well, yeah, it was an experiment, and it worked out beautifully. And before Bert convinces anyone that it was just some long shot, never going to go, you know, limited signal, not a lot of prospects, opportunity. That really isn't true. We were beginning to build the station that Atlanta needed at that time, and it was going to evolve into something. So don't buy this, you know, it doesn't matter, just, you know, put me on and see what happens. That's really not quite how it worked. Bert, you know this, that impulse, your first impulse is everything when you're making big choices in your life or in your career. I think of the great talent that I work with. I tend to make a really radical snap judgment upon meeting someone whether or not they are the ultimate choice for the job. And I did that in your case, and here we are 25 years later. So I'm, you know, and thanks for going along with it, and thanks for all the change, that you brought to that audience, which we couldn't have imagined. We couldn't have imagined this, you know, the length of the run, or the size of the audience, or over the years, and the influence of the show. All of that, of course, was unimaginable to us in the early days, but you delivered on the promise, and thank you for a job well done.
Everybody in their career has one person that opens a door and allows your career to flourish, like you have for Mikey.
I showed him where the door was. He hasn't opened it yet.
For me, it was Brian Phillips. Don't ever let the truth get in the way of a good story. I have a very good story, Brian, so don't mess it up. They took a chance on a guy that did not know what he... And I really, really didn't. And the fact that you had the courage to take a chance on a guy in a show, and you, while I say you didn't say anything to us for the first 6 months, that's not entirely true. But you gave us the freedom to just be ourselves. And if there's one lesson there that I would give to managers, it's this one right here, is Brian had the confidence in me and then stood back and trusted his decision. Do that with your own staff. Let them flourish. And that's what Brian has done.
Well, thanks, Bert. Thank you. And thank you to everybody on the show, over not just the crew. I know you got a lot of reunion people there,
but,
and I've heard them over the last couple of weeks as well, but thank you. And, you know, thanks for continuing to bring great people on board, and to keep the show relevant and thriving, and, you know, over all this time. And have a great time today and celebrate. And as you said in a text earlier this week, I don't think you'd mind me revealing this, when you're crawling and begging to do to return and do something like this again, you've got my phone number, Bert. You know that.
All right. That's right. I can't blow this thing up and blow these guys' lives up and then come back and go, you know what? I was wrong about that. Man,
I was just having a moment.
Love you, respect you, and thank you for giving me my break, Brian.
Same here, Bert. You know, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, there.
Thanks, Brian. I don't know if this story is true or not. Now that he's hung up, I can say it. Somebody had told me that after the first show, which I didn't know if it was good, if it sucked. I wish we had that first show, because we really came in here and we were all in new roles. I had never hosted a show. Jeff was on the air and produced other shows also, but he wasn't like a full-time on-air member of a morning show. Then there was Lindsay, who came from Real World Seattle, that had no radio experience at all. We had no idea what we were doing. And I told the audience that the first day week, month, months that we had. I'm like, just stick with us here. I think we got something special, but we really have no idea what we are doing. And you guys did right from the very start. And now I sort of think we know what we're doing, but there are some days where I'm not sure.
We want to make sure to let you guys know as far as what you're going to hear Monday morning on Q99.7. So the Burt Show, and I'm proud to be able to say this, like, these are big shoes to fill. So they're going to have some rotating host on over the next few weeks. So when you tune in Monday, Laura, who does middays, she's going to handle the first week, and then they're going to have different hosts come in with a variety of styles, perspectives, because they understand the importance of an in-between stage following the legacy of the Burt Show.
Okay, and just know this, I'm going to say it again. This is the third time I've said it, and I'm begging you guys. First of all, the people that are going to be filling in for us are not going to be the morning show.
Correct.
So don't go on to Facebook and be all mean, some of you guys, and go, oh my God, that's what they're feeling. That is not happening. You're only going to hurt their feelings.
They're
okay?
Our friends.
They're our friends.
They're our coworkers and our friends.
And I want to say this one more time, because we went through it and we have gone through it also, that we have, I don't even know now, 15, 18 affiliates. And they are all trying to figure out what to do in their individual cities also as far as a morning show goes. We have been that morning show that is so excited to come into these cities. It's such a compliment when somebody reaches out to you and says, hey, we want you to be the morning show for our radio station, our moneymaker. They're so excited by that, just as we have been in Charleston and all the cities that Kristen went to, and then we got canceled. but I'm just begging you guys, just give them a chance. And if you don't like it, go to another station. Don't go online and say they suck or it's not the Burt Show. They're already sensitive about it. It's not going to do you any good. All I'm saying is give them a chance.
It's like getting your dream job at a new company and walking in the first day all excited and the staff already hates you.
Right.
And they have no problems telling you that they hate you. Give them a chance. You know, Burt chose to retire. We're tying everything up in a beautiful bow. It's been a wonderful, wonderful 25-year ride, and it's time for whoever's next.
All set, Cass.
It's the Burt Show.
Lots of babies in here.
Oh, man. So
lots of babies in here. 25 years, and I'm still not timing my P's right. I really got to go to the bathroom. Really got to go. So what are we doing?
All right, so, well, Cassie, you wanted her to plug the Patreon and the podcast.
Yeah, I'm a little all over the place. So
we all are.
Just as the mics started to open, I really had to take a deep breath, close my eyes, and go, damn, this is like the last 90 minutes of the Burt Show. So I'm a little scattered right now, so thank you for keeping me focused.
You're welcome.
Cassie, what are we doing?
So if you're wondering what you're going to listen to on Monday, we will still be releasing episodes on our podcast. It's just going to be a selection of episodes from the past 25 years that you can still listen to for free. The app is going away, so subscribe on Apple or Spotify for free and you'll still have stuff to listen to. Going to be releasing like 15 episodes a day, just like normal, so things can continue as usual. Now, if you're a P1 and you really want to binge some shows from the past, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/TheBurtShow. That's where we're uploading all of our bonus BS. We'll have videos up there and we'll be uploading all the audio we have from the past 25 years on a rolling basis, which means bit by bit as we're able to strip it off CD and VHS tape.
So you can't possibly know how touched I am as I walk into the halls and see all these Burt Show babies, man. I mean, over 25 years, so many families that started here, not like conceptually.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
Jimmy, you were not conceived here. I can tell you that for certain.
But just the families that met each other because of the Burt Show or have evolved over the years and started while the Burt Show is happening, and then all of these families, man, most of the babies are here today.
They are. And so this, I'll own it, this is going to be a little self-serving segment, but it was too good of an opportunity to pass up. And Cassie and I have had some major like life announcements over the years, and our pregnancy announcements rank right up there. So we wanted to take this opportunity to have our significant others in studio and our kids in studio sitting in our laps as they get to hear when we got to tell the world that they were coming. So Cassie, I'm going to let you start first.
I'm sorry, I'm so distracted. We're talking about families. There's a caller on the line and her name is Angela. That's my mom's name.
What are the odds?
I feel like she's here with us.
She is. And she's so proud of you, Cassie.
Thank you.
You want me to take it?
Yeah.
She'll probably say, I hate Cassie, fire her.
No.
What if it is your mom?
It's the last special guest from
I'm good, but I ain't that good.
That's so much pressure. We're answering the call from Angela, and she's like, I'm not your mom.
Hey, Angela, good morning.
Just want to let you know, y'all are doing the birth announcements. I'm going to cry. Y'all gave me $1,000 14 years ago, which allowed me to foster, and I eventually adopted my three kids, and they're now 14, 15, and 16.
Whoa.
Wow.
Damn. All because of you guys. Y'all the reason I have my three kids.
See, this is perfect timing, Angela. Thank
it really
you so much.
Is. Thank you. I'm so glad that the check went through. There was a time there on the radio station. I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Could you imagine if it bounced?
Thank you for calling. That means that means a lot. These are the moments here that I've been saying now for weeks, Abby, that these are the ones that you don't realize are happening. You give somebody $1,000. You don't know if they're going on vacation with it. But the money that we're giving out and you will give out when you start your own show or whatever, you just don't know where that's going to land, man. And what's started our family with that.
That's so awesome. Nope. I hope we continue to get more calls like that throughout the next 90 minutes left.
Well, we don't have time for it.
So, my first announcement, I have a 5-year-old, almost 6-year-old daughter, Hazel. Hazel, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
So, Hazel, I was pregnant and I went to, I believe it was the American Music Awards. And for some reason, Kristen normally does the interviews and is there, but you weren't there this time. And I can't remember why.
There were some changes in staff, so I needed to stay.
And so I went and I decided to have Khalid, who is a Grammy-nominated artist, record the surprise announcement for me. And so, you know, I didn't want to announce it just yet. And so I had told, like, the cast, I had a big announcement and it was embargoed and, you know, I couldn't release it till a certain date. And I remember being like, we should schedule it for like the 7 o'clock hour or whatever, like the high traffic hour. And Bert's like, are you sure this is more important than what any core cast member has? And I'm like, I think I am sure we got this. And so here's what it sounded like.
Let's hope that Cassie delivers. As far as I know, nobody in here knows what's going on, right? You, I don't trust anymore because you swore on the Kentucky Wildcats the other day and you lied right to my face.
I crossed my legs and my toes. Because I talk with my hands and I couldn't cross those.
Let's not take the focus off of our social media director, Cassie Young, who has what she claims, this is going to rock the industry scoop. Rock the industry scoop.
We
demanded to be in prime time today.
I did. And I never have. In over 8.5 years on this show, I have never, ever asked for a specific time slot.
Asked for Kristen clearance.
Yes. I need Kristen level trust with this one.
All right. It took Kristen 7 years to get to a point where she had to win a bet in order to go ahead on the air without running any content by us and just, you know, having that kind of trust. Now, to Cassie's credit, she didn't demand to be primetime. She suggested because this was going to be such big scoop in the industry.
It is. And I can say, so I don't do many celebrity interviews, obviously, because that's Kristen's wheelhouse as the entertainment news director and reporter. But I went out to the Billboard Music Awards and covered it. And I got to talk to some big artists there. And Khalid was one of them. He is amazing. He is a Grammy nominee, Billboard Music Award nominee, and just became the most played artist in the world on Spotify. And he has no ego, doesn't act like it, super humble. But while I was talking to him, I got some scoops straight from his mouth. We are the only media outlet in the world, and I can confidently say that, literally the only ones to have this scoop, okay? And I'm so excited. I'm like, my heart is pounding. It was embargoed until today. Embargoed means you can't share it, but finally today, we can share this scoop.
Who gave you the embargo? So, like, once Khalid said this in the interview, did his people say, that's cool, but you just got to wait till Tuesday to tell your listeners
about
it?
Yeah, they just said, like, Tuesday, embargo. They're like, you're not going to play it, right? I'm like, no, it's embargoed. I got it. Like, you want to do what they say because you don't want to ruin that trust because then they'll never bring any artists around. A lot of those record reps rep a lot of artists, so if you ruin your reputation with one, like, you're screwed across the board. So, respected it. But here is what Khalid told me at the Billboard Music Awards.
What's up? Breaking news. It's Khalid here, and your girl Cassie is pregnant. Congratulations.
What the f- Wait a second. You and Chad are having sex?
No, we used a turkey baster.
My whole world is wrong. Congratulations,
Thank you.
Did you know?
She took me.
You knew.
She took me to lunch yesterday, and she told me the news, and I could not be any more excited for you and Chad. This is going to be such an incredible journey for the both of you. I seriously cannot be happier for the both
of you.
Thank
you.
God, you're just a liar. Just a liar. That was amazing.
And then I couldn't really think of a good way to top that. And so we were recording for my second announcement with Max, who says he doesn't want to say hi on the radio. Max, do you want to say hi? No, he's shaking his head.
Yeah, he's going to wait till we're all in conversation before he wants to say something.
Yeah, and then he'll start chatting. I didn't know how to announce it, and I was thinking of different ways. And I was actually, my original thing was I was just not going to say anything and just keep coming in until you were so torn. Like, she's obviously pregnant, but I can't say anything because what if it's just weight gain? And I was like, that's going to be so mean. And then we were recording a bonus segment, and somehow the topic of being annoyed that people are always asking, like, when are you going to have your next baby came up? And I'm like, this is my chance.
This was a bombshell on The Burt Show. So on Tuesdays now after the show, we're recording material for some bonus stuff that we're going to provide for you guys. But while we were cutting that on Tuesday after the show, Cassie, in a very sly way, hit us with a bombshell that had to do with nothing we were talking about.
Asking a person who just had a kid if they're going to have another one.
Oh, yeah, man. The pressure that we put on each other in every stage of life is bull.
I was still in the hospital after having my C-section. It was like 2 days later. And one of the, I can't remember, I don't think it was a nurse. I think maybe it was a tech or something. And asked me, you're going to have another one?
That is a compliment. Nobody asked me that until like a week ago.
Oh, really?
No, I guess I shouldn't reproduce anymore. Joke's on them, because I'm having another one in January.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
No, what?
The f*** are you talking about?
Are you pregnant?
Yeah.
No, you're what not. The?
Yeah. Baby boy Wood is coming in January.
Oh,
Jenny's going to have a little guy friend.
What the hell?
I've been trying to get a segment on for weeks to surprise you guys.
None of us saw that coming.
Nobody did.
Not
us.
My spidey sense has been going off, right? So about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, I hit her with a text saying, hey, if you're not feeling good, I know we're coming off a vacation, but go ahead and take a personal day. I could just sense there's something off, right? So that was the first one. She's pregnant. I don't know.
Me reading into it, I was like, did I do something wrong today? Did I seem off? Like, what's wrong? And I was like, no.
So you legitimately had told us a while, this might have been off the air also, is that the amount of physical time you and Chad have had has been non-existent, and you were so embarrassed to actually tell us that amount of time because you thought we would be awkward. So that's the last conversation we even had under this umbrella, and then you come in here saying you're pregnant. So how did that happen?
Chad is very effective. That's what I said.
Made an Olympic medal.
Shot put.
Those things were backed up. They're like, guys! Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
I stopped listening and was giggling to myself the entire time when you said Baby Wood.
Yeah.
It's the worst male stripper name ever.
Yes. Well, we do have a Max Wood, so okay, we
yes,
beat it.
Do.
And then my husband, of course, Chad, is here. He's been a huge supporter throughout the years, and he's part of the reason that I had the courage to take this show, because I had a very cushy job at my alma mater and all the benefits, and I knew my trajectory there, and this was a big leap of faith, and Chad is a big reason why. Having his support over the years and telling me that I could do it and having his backup is one of the reasons that I'm here today. So he's got something he wants to read.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I wrote a little something. I hope you don't mind. I'm a little long-winded, so I'll try to keep it brief.
Yeah, Mark's coming up after you, dude. Don't worry about being long-winded.
So, yeah, this is going to be like AM radio coming up next. Just lots of dry, long-winded stuff. All right. So, Bert, first of all, let me just say that I'm astonished that you, of all people, are participating in the wussification of America by retiring early.
Definitely a hypocritical move, yeah.
Hey, man, a real American would stick it out till the arthritis wins.
That's a good point.
Now, on to the more serious stuff. I will try to be brief. It is in part because of you and the extraordinary team you've assembled on both sides of the mic that strangers sometimes cry when they meet my brilliant, beautiful wife. They will rush up to her, clutching their hands to their chest and holding their breath. And then, when they are 2 feet away, unleash it as a single word. Excuse me, are you Cassie? She will say yes, and they will say whatever they say next, as if gasping for air or letting a secret into the world. Oh my God, I love you. And I get it, because I love her too, but thank you for making sure other people had an opportunity to also feel that. Her kindness and thoughtfulness, her passion for justice and love for every man and woman that she's ever met, and her fairness in always trying to educate and inform during a discussion rather than simply to win or to be more right. And thank you for opening your platform in such a way that those discussions could be had at all, whether they were discussions about body positivity, politics, or Britney Spears. Being able to talk about her truth in a public forum has meant a lot to her, me, and many in your audience. And while I understand that sharing your platform is sort of the point in talk radio, you didn't ever try to turn your show into an echo chamber that only ever championed one opinion or way of thinking, which has only become more difficult to find over time. You've all made a bigger difference to more people than you will ever really know. And I'm including the thousands of lives directly changed by Bert's Big Adventure, an entire family at a time, and the hundreds of thousands of lives changed by that amazing nonprofit existing in the first place. The difference between a job and a career is simply that the first is what you do, and the second is what you are. This show is where Cassie found her voice, her career, and thereby also found herself. It has been the literal and figurative soundtrack to our lives for 15 years. You were all there when we got engaged, when Cassie recorded me snoring at night, and when we got married anyway, when we had our two amazing children. You were there when a tree fell on our house. You were there when her mom got sick and passed. And at each step of the way, this show and everyone on it shared her and our journey. You cried with her, you laughed with her, and sometimes you laughed at her. You were at our wedding. Tommy's wife, Renee, married us. We have all been drunk in the same room at the same time. We could not possibly be more like family, which is probably why this feels like a real divorce. There are two things that I most look forward to receiving in the settlement are, number one, no longer seeing 4:30 a.m. when Cassie's alarm goes off. That specific hour is monstrous and should remain unknown and invisible. Number two, seeing my wife in the evenings later than 7 p.m. If you are wondering why so early, please refer back to the previous statement. But we will miss all of it, even so. Maybe it will feel like the show sometimes when she gets to teach me something new, or when we are trying to make each other laugh, or when we are overcome with emotion. We will certainly do everything we can to make joy a permanent fixture in our world, to share laughter and honesty, and in doing so, to grow together and to try to help others grow as well. We will know both that we are succeeding because we bothered to try in the first place, but also that we aren't doing it as well as all of you together did, and never to so many people all at once. Thank you all for that. Goodbye. I love you all, despite not actually working here. And I look forward to someday, once again, all being drunk in the same room at the same time, assuming we can find a babysitter. And most of all, thank you, Cassie, for waking up every morning and, despite all logic and rational thought, choosing to make me your plus one every day on this amazing adventure of your life. I am the luckiest man in the universe.
I love you, babe. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
I know we're supposed to be keeping score. Cassie's cried twice.
Yes. The cry counter.
Okay, but that's
on.
Pretty impressive for yeah. me, okay? Yeah. And all it right. was one because my dead mom's name appeared on the screen. Okay?
That was crazy.
Right? Like, we literally, it wasn't up there before.
No.
Because I can see the phone screening software, and as soon as we started talking about it, her name popped up.
Can I tell you that her real name was Patty, and I changed it just for that?
You are not that with screen. It today, sir.
You are not.
The Bert Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.